Hey, welcome back. This is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I would like to announce that March is my LDR series. I will be releasing 3 stories related to long-distance relationships. Prior to this, this was actually a request by a lot of listeners. One would be Daniel. Daniel, here's your request. I'm doing LDR series all for the month of March. I posted one time in Facebook if you could share me your LDR story or your LDR love story, and a lot have messaged. So after an hour, I had to remove that post because I cannot accommodate a lot of love stories, which is actually a good sign. It is a good sign because it makes me think that long distance relationships actually work. I was actually skeptical on this setup at the beginning. I was also skeptical on dating apps, but having heard multiple stories on dating apps, on long distance relationships, my perspective and my opinion has somehow changed. So we will begin with the first LDR story, which is Kiel's and Grace. I hope you like it. I hope you learn from it. Similar to the previous episodes, previous stories, I hope you learn something from it. I will give my side notes at the end of the story. My initial plan for the love story of Kiel and Grace is to tell it in a third-person perspective. However, upon reading the story of Grace and Kiel via the lens of Grace, I found beauty in it. So I said, why not share it in the perspective of Grace? So I decided to use her perspective instead of my perspective. But as I've mentioned, don't worry, I'll be giving side notes at the end of the story. Okay, so how did Grace and Kiel meet? Kiel and Grace. They met via a dating app. Hold on. I think whoever's listening to this, we have a negative stigma when we say, obviously, it's a stigma, therefore it's negative. We have this negative thinking when we say dating apps. So especially the old people, they would like to say like, what? You met via a dating app? I myself was skeptical of dating apps before, but I did realize a few things. We can meet a gem out of all the rocks we have met in a dating app. So sometimes people would think that dating apps would be something that would be degrading or something that is negative. But I myself would say na hindi. Okay, I'll shed light to it at the end of the story of Kiel and Grace. Okay, so let me take you back to 2018. Swipe right, swipe left, here and there. And this was what Grace was doing. So because of this, they matched. Kiel and Grace matched. So we matched and instantly chatted. His name is Kiel from Bulacan. My first impressions were, wow, he's really far. So malabo ito. We talked for a bit, then he asked for my Facebook and we added each other. At first, he's just a normal guy. But it was the first time I thought na parang dito tatagal since I've never been to Bulacan. Hindi ko lang siya vibe na may magbo-bloom in the long run. You can just sense it then and there. But he showed interest. So looking at the first narrations of Grace, kala ni Grace, nothing special. Normal guy kasi to. Pero hindi. So, hindi. Okay, so let me move forward. To my surprise, he was consistent. Always hits me up and updates me, calls me when he can. Ito yung sinasabi ko, itong hinahanap ng bawat girl, consistency. And I've been advising my godchildren, AJ and Rods, who are married already. Sabi ko, laging consistency ang hinahanap ng isang girl. And it proves dito sa story ni Kiel and Grace. So, I did show interest too until he asked me, when can we meet? And I didn't have a clue how, because I can't travel to Bulacan. Because I have no idea how to get there. Plus, I made a promise to myself that this time this guy would give his absolute best just to be with me. So, according to Grace, dapat, ideally ha, this is my understanding, dapat magbigay ng absolute best itong guy kung talagang interesado siya. So, on our third week of consistent calls and texts, he called me to let me know that he was going to Baguio in a few days with his family. And don't get me wrong, I was excited. Fast forward to the day he arrived. They actually met. So we went to John Hay and just a chat and drove around Baguio. He was confident when we first met. He had a very bubbly personality, very funny and down to earth. It's like he's a long time friend that I haven't seen for so long. The time came when we had to go back to the hotel and say our goodbyes. While driving back, I thought to myself, pag di siya nag-text mamaya or bukas, wala na to. I jinxed myself on the end because he was still very consistent. Ito naman sinasabi ko eh, diba? Consistency talaga hanap. So, second time around, he wanted to visit me again, but by himself. Kasi nung una, diba, dumating si Kiel with the family. And the second time around, Kiel wanted to meet Grace by himself and maybe stay for a few days. Okay, but yun na nga. And according to Grace, it was the last day of her college days. So, July 18, 2018, the day he arrived was the same day of my last day in college, meaning my last day of final exams. He arrived too early. My exams would finish at 2 p.m. and he arrived before lunch. So he didn't have much of a choice but to wait for me. I ended exams at 2:30, I believe, but I was as done as I hoped to be in my exams. Anyway, we met up with my friends, meaning yung friends ni Grace saka yung si Kiel. When I say that he's an easygoing person, he really is. Madali lang siyang kausap at di namimili ng tao. Marami din siyang kwento ng kung ano-anong bagay. So, we stayed at the other office with my friends and instantly they loved him. It was my first time to introduce someone to my friends and I was so happy they approved of him. So, basically, they went home that day. And of course, the next day was just a normal day. And then they went to town and drove around, ate outside, and just a typical normal day. So we went back to the house and the question popped out. So Kiel asked Grace, probably, of course, it's a question. So maybe, probably, can you be my girlfriend? Or the official thingy. So then and there, they were official July 19, 2018. And according to Grace, she was so happy. So the next day, was his last day. And I was very sad because I didn't know when will I ever see him again. Ito yung sinasabi nating LDR realm. Actually, natutunan ko siya kay Grace. May LDR realm na pag magkasama kayo, parang there's a certain kind of reality. And then pag nagkahiwalay, there is another kind of reality. So parang kailangan mong gawin lahat no on the day na magkasama kayo. Kasi you don't know when will you meet again. Yun yung napansin ko sa mga LDR, yung commonality na yun. So ayun, syempre iyak ako si ate girl because yun nga, they would be going back to the LDR realm. Our chats and calls are still very consistent and another question popped up. When will I meet your parents? Of course, ako hindi ko alam sis kasi never ako nagpakilala sa kanila lalo na on the way they met. So, medyo nagkaroon ng hesitation si Grace kasi nga they met online. Okay, so basically Grace was stressed out on when her parents would meet Kiel. Okay, so na-stress siya doon. So my family would always go to Manila when we have the chance. So my dad told us we'd go to Manila in August. August 2018 to ah. Sakto naisip ko ipakilala si Kiel sa family ko. Pinaalam ko muna syempre na may ipapakilala ako sa kanila. Surprisingly, there were no violent reactions. Pero sinabi ko na we met through common friends. Patay ako dito ah. So alam na nila na hindi common friends dahil sa podcast na to. Peace. So I won't be out of the world na online kami nag-meet. Super takot kasi ako baka they won't give him a chance. Syempre baka i-judge nga si Kiel because they met online. Ako no judgments ha, no judgments. Pero other people nga nagkakaroon ng judgments. But when you try to use the app, mawawala yung judgments mo. There are good people online. Trust me, there are good people online. So, ayun. I told Kiel na August niya na mamimit parents ko and he was so nervous kahit ako. August flew quickly and nasa Manila na kami. Kiel was early and he arrived at the hotel. He first met my dad and my dad was chill and then he met my mom. Medyo masungit kasi mom ko pag di niya kilala. They went on great and Kiel was mostly talking to my dad. And I was very happy kasi first time ko din magpakilala ng boyfriend sa kanila. I won't go into the details but the day went great. It was one of the best days I've ever had. He had to go home of course kasi may work siya the next day. We went back home to Baguio and the LDR realm is real again. Ito magandang i-discuss sa side note eh, yung LDR realm. So, September flew by and then October, things didn't change between Kiel and I. Then he wanted to visit me again and he did. By this time, he stayed over my parents' house and it was great. He met the rest of the family, even my lolo. I got sick and I had surgery nung November and he took care of me. December flew by and he surprised me right before New Year's Eve. Back and forth ang akyat at baba niya. Then he decided to introduce me to his family on January 2019. Sinundo niya ako sa Baguio and he went off to his place at Bulacan. I was so nervous. I didn't know what to expect kasi I want his family to like me. So nagdala ako ng pasalubong and all. Tuwang-tuwa naman sila. I met his siblings, his dad, his other relatives. His mom is in Canada and during my time there, super happy ako kasi I got along with his siblings really well. So back to reality again from January 2019 to April 2019. Kiel was going up to Baguio and down to Bulacan almost every other week. Sometimes he'd be here tomorrow then go home the next day. Then be back here again by the weekend, he would drive my dad as well when he has meetings in Manila and in the lowlands. He was great help actually, lalo na sa dad ko. So by April 2019, my dad proposed a job to Kiel since marunong siya mag-alaga ng kotse and also do long drives and basically do errands for him like an assistant. Nagpaalam siya sa parents ko and boom, dun na siya nakatira. From that day till today, he's here with me and my family. We got to go home to Bulacan every once in a while but COVID struck and it was very difficult especially for him since he can't visit home. So basically, I would like to end the story here, but Kiel and Grace are still together. But what I want to emphasize here would be the consistency, how the relationship went by. So let's discuss now the challenges and my side notes. So I actually asked Grace, what would be the challenges of an LDR relationship or a long distance relationship? And these are the things that she has mentioned. Giving the benefit of the doubt to your partner. Kasi nga, diba, ang hirap ng loyalty pag LDR. Sometimes we have this thinking na what if meron na siyang iba kasi ang layo niya. So, according to Grace, giving the benefit of the doubt to your partner. And LDR is no joke when it comes to loyalty. But loyalty is a very, very big element if you want the relationship to work. So, these are the things that Grace has emphasized. Okay, and then also Grace told me na ginusto mo yan. So, it's a huge factor about LDR. So, since you like it, then dapat wag ka magsisi. You work hard for it. Consistency is the key to everything. So, I think consistency in communication plays a very big factor in long-distance relationships. So, constant reality checks, lalo na kapag uwi na yung isa, tapos balik sa calls and texts. So, sometimes kasi magkaiba yung realm. Dito ko natutunan kay Grace, pero na-realize ko nga, magkaibang ang realm ng pag meron siya at wala siya. It's so different from normal relationships. And then, overthinking can also happen because of the separation. This is one thing I learned from Grace. Dapat hindi nagdi-demand ng physical presence kasi mahirap ibigay. Mahirap siyang ibigay. Like, if you want to be the person tomorrow, hindi naman ganun kadali na bukas nandun na siya. So, these are the things that we must bear in mind. So, don't demand so much of the person. Then, you also need a lot of patience and understanding. Kailangan na kailangan nyo yung patience and understanding on both ends. So, I think matetest talaga yung patience. Kasi you're waiting for the next time to meet eh. Yun yung naisip ko, kaya natetest yung patience rather. Kailan kami magkikita ulit? And also the understanding, kasi the person can't be there anytime. LDR is not for the faint in heart, sabi nga ni Grace, which I agree. Kung hindi malakas love mo, hindi to para sa'yo. Kasi, you know, the mind can create a lot of things, which would be my side note later. But when you know that it's worthwhile, it will, kung alam mong worth it yung tao, I think the distance is nothing. So, Grace also told me, don't fight fire with fire. So, ibig sabihin nun, pag mainit yung ulo ng isa, eh, wag sabayan. Okay? Something funny to discuss. Alright. So, at the last points of my conversation with Grace, sabi ni Grace sa akin, Grace prayed for Kel. She prayed for a person who has faith. And good thing, Kel got to meet God through her and through the family. So, these are good things. Okay? So, very, very good love story. Okay, let's go now to my side notes. I call them side notes, or another term would be learnings of this love story. Thank you, Grace, for sparing me some time to learn about your love story. I find inspiration in this love story. Okay, these are my side notes. Number one, the stigma of dating apps or the stigma of dating online. So a lot of people would think that if you met someone online, eh, hindi siya magandang way of meeting people. I think it's not the way we meet people, but the way we keep the relationship. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is, ito, possible na meet mo isang tao sa simbahan, pero hindi pala siya yung right match for you. Or na-meet mo yung tao sa simbahan, pero masama siyang tao. Or na-meet mo siya sa simbahan, pero hindi kayo click. So it really doesn't matter where we meet the person. Pwedeng ma-meet natin yung tao sa bar. Pwede natin ma-meet yung tao sa isang dating app. But at the end of the day, what we weigh in would be the connection. Are we connected with the person? Do we really like the person? Is this person worth it? If our answer is yes to all of the questions that I have asked, I think it really doesn't matter where we met the person. Because we might be meeting people at the perfect place, in a school, in a library, in a church, wherever that perfect location you might think of. But the question is, can I have a perfect relationship with this person? The perfect relationship is based on connection, consistency, personality, character, and many more. It is not based where we meet the person. Side note number two. Side note number two, I learned it actually from Grace, the LDR realm. Ganda ng term ni Grace, eh. LDR realm. There is a difference kasi pag nagkita kayo, nakaka-relate ba ako dito? Bakit ako nagsasalita ng ganito? Okay. There's a difference when you are with the person and then you suddenly separate again. Actually, kay Grace ko din natutunan na pag nagkita kayo on the first day, extreme happiness. Tapos pag last day, extreme sadness. Kasi nag-end na naman yung time nyo together. So we call this now the LDR realm. Kasi nagla-last lang siya ng ilang days. Like, for example, si Kel, let's say he comes here for 4 days. Dun sa unang araw, masaya ka. Pero dun sa last day, sa fourth day, no, parang, oh my God, mag-iwalay na naman kami. Kailan kami magkikita ulit? And many more. Okay, so let's go to side note number three. Side note number three, I call it trust. Trust. I think the number one key factor to make an LDR relationship work is you should have trust on the person. Although there are many factors, okay, like loyalty, communication, and many more. But I think trust plays a very, very big factor. So we have a tendency kasi to create stories in our mind na kahit hindi totoo, ang hilig natin mga tao na nagre-create ng stories sa ating mga utak. But when you come to think of it, hindi naman siya nangyayari. So I think trust plays an important role na you have to trust the person that the person is doing well even without you. Okay, ibig ko sabihin doon na kahit wala ka, the person is not doing anything that would hurt you. I hope so. But if you trust the person and the person respects you and the respect is mutual, I think all things would go well. Side note number four. My side note number four would be the three things that I always mention. If you listen to my episode wherein I featured AJ and Rods, actually, I did mention this in their wedding. It was my speech. I told AJ as a wedding advice, any kind of relationship with work with these three. Okay, though nang sinabi ko kay AJ was choice, effort, and consistency. Similar today, the basic formula for a long-distance relationship would be these three. Communication, effort, and consistency. So this is the secret. But I learned from Grace, like, minsan kasi inisip natin, lalaki ang kailangan mag-exert ng effort. Lalaki dapat ang consistent. Lalaki dapat ang ganito. Pero Grace shed light to me. Unang nag-usap kami one time, sabi sa akin ni Grace, hindi. Walang ganun eh. Dapat both. Both should give efforts. Both should give consistency. Which is so true. A perfect, not really a perfect, an ideal relationship would work if both parties want it. Both parties choose it. Both parties are doing their parts or their efforts. If both parties are consistent, I think there is no doubt that the relationship will work. So these are the things that I had to learn from this experience. So thank you, Kel and Grace, for sharing your love story to me. I hope others would find inspiration with the love story. So what am I trying to point out? I'm trying to point out that at the end of the day, sometimes we think that long-distance relationships do not work. It can work. But you have to work twice as much. Yun lang. But there is a possibility. And this possibility depends on you.